It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're amazing. I hope you've had a great Friday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Thank you as well. Helping us out on a Friday. Because everybody can use a little bit of help. Thank you so much to Evan for coming through and helping us out as well. The Sweet 16 continues on in March Madness. How about this? Michigan just got hot. Ole Miss leads Michigan 33-31. Michigan State going on a run here to end the first half. And then meanwhile, Tennessee leads Kentucky 21-11. About halfway through the first half of their game. We're going to keep you up to date with all of the action as I'm live here on the air. We got two other games that are going to get started. We won't be able to give you a finish on those games because my ass will be the hell up on out of here. But we'll keep you up to date the best way possible. And we've already had one hell of a show. Thank you oh so much to Brian Howell for joining us. He covers all things Colorado Buffaloes. He broke the news earlier today that Deion Sanders got himself a 5-year, $54 million extension right before we got on air, minutes before we got on air. The Ravens, they gave John Harbaugh a 3-year contract extension. So he's not going anywhere for the Ravens. And then earlier today, we learned Taylor Jenkins is now the former head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Despite having a winning record, despite being a couple of weeks away from the playoffs, despite at one point being the number 2 seed in the West, they fired him at the end of the season. What's the point? Were the Memphis Grizzlies going to go out here and win and compete for a championship? Did him and a general manager, did they hate each other's guts? Weird stuff, man. Weird stuff all the way around. Hey, outside of the two games that we have already here in the Sweet 16, later on in Atlanta, when this first game finishes between Ole Miss and MSU, we're going to have Michigan taking on Auburn. That's a good one. I can't wait for that one. What is Dusty May going to do out here against Bruce Pearl? These are two name brand coaches. What a shock. We got name brand coaches all the way around. And then later tonight in Indianapolis, we're going to have Purdue versus Houston. I feel like Kelvin Sampson, he's just here every year. And Hickey, to me, he's just like a sweet old man. It's like this guy's a coach. Like he reminds me of, he's on TV now. Old Buccaneers head coach.
Tony Dungy.
Yeah, he's too nice to be a coach, right? He's too nice.
Kelvin Sampson?
No.
Every time I turn the TV on, he's yelling at somebody.
Nah, and when he talks to the media, he's just a sweet old man.
Well, sweet old man in the media, then all of a sudden he gets to game day and he's a different person.
Ah, he's just sweet. I don't know. You think he's mean? Think a mean guy?
Oh, I mean, I don't think mean. I think he's very intense, and I think he's not Danny Hurley, but not that far removed, I think, from Danny Hurley.
Who is the wow?
Like Hurley's top tier, right? I think two tiers down, you can put Kelvin Sampson there.
Really?
I think he's intense. Watch tonight. Oh. He is demonstrative. He is riding the officials. He is yelling for 40 minutes.
I see a sweet old... Well, you know what? Here. Let's take a listen to Kelvin Sampson. This is earlier. You know, he's having a chat with the media. And he says that my team, we shoot threes. We play defense. I think his team is boring. You decide for yourself. Is he a sweet old man or is he a hard ass? Listen to this.
This team has really good player leadership. Very competitive, hard-nosed kids that play the game the right way.
All right, Hickey, he sounds like a hard ass. Yeah.
I mean, Houston every year. I feel like, what are they, tough, physical? Get that from the head coach.
Okay. Well, is he going to punch one? Well, he's not Bobby Knight.
No. It's not Woody Hayes.
Yeah. Oh, what? Chop the guy on the sideline? Punch him?
Harder to do in basketball than football, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if a coach punched a player in basketball? I mean, it's one thing to punch a guy who has a helmet on. It's another thing to punch a guy with nothing. Damn.
dives into the bench as he's getting out of there. There's Kelvin just, boom, chopped to like the side. Get out of here.
That's rough. You know, let's play a game. The guy opposing him on the sidelines is Matt Painter. Purdue beat High Point, big deal, right? Who cares? Then they beat McNeese, ended that story. Sent that kid, Amir Aura Khan, sent him packing up to North Carolina. Good for him. Matt Painter, is this guy a saint or is he a hard ass? Let's listen to Matt Painter, continue on. He's like, man, we got to make Houston. We got to make them work out here.
When you don't take them, you can end up with shot clock violations. You can end up with just pick six turnovers. Like they're so active and they do such a good job disrupting the basketball, whether that's their post defense and their doubles, or it's their aggressive ball screen defense, or just playing passing lanes and just their overall, pressure.
Yeah, Hickey, that man been screaming. That's a hard ass right there. He has no voice. None.
Not to put you on the spot. Yes. But could you name like a sweet head coach in college basketball? That's like, oh, that just is like old man.
A good one?
A good one, yes. Yes.
He just quit, Jim Larranaga.
Okay. He can get after you, but that's a fair one.
He quit. He said, I'm not doing this. He quit late in the season. I'm not doing this crap.
So that was interesting.
And he's like, man, I'm just going to hang out on the beach. Forget this basketball stuff, man. Hurricane what? I go to the beach. I ain't got time for this crap. Did what I needed to do. Jim Larranaga, do you still think he's on a beach right now? Probably sunbathing.
I don't think he ever left since the day he quit. Him and Tony Bennett.
Oh, my God.
Both hanging out.
Tony Bennett, you think he's on the beach, too? You think he called up Jim Larranaga?
Probably convinced him to quit early. Jim, I did it. What are you waiting for? Why wait another day, a few games?
Yeah, I don't blame any of these. Well, they're all older guys. I'm still a little surprised that Jay Wright decided to leave. But he's on TV. He's doing less work for... I mean, it's not the same amount of money, but how much more money does a guy need? You think he'll get back into coaching one day?
I don't think so. I think he's done.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't know. He's not... How old is he? Is he even 60 yet? Let's see. Jay Wright age. Let's see. Oh, my God.
He's 63.
Wow.
Birthday on Christmas Eve. Hmm.
He must have quit. He must have quit right before he turned 60, right? No.
Yeah, what probably year? Right around there. 61.
Right at 60, yeah.
Kyle Neptune was there for, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Oh, my God. You should have stayed at Fordham, right?
that return back, if you will, did not treat him well.
Yeah, let's talk to someone who's very familiar with Fordham. The guy helping out tonight, Evan, how are you, man? You good?
I'm doing good.
You went to Fordham University, right?
Yes, I did.
So what's the deal with Kyle Neptune? He just took the money to leave? Is that what happened?
I think that's exactly what happened. That's at least what the Fordham community thinks would happen.
Well, I think that's exactly what happened. So what's going on with Fordham basketball right now? What's the deal? I heard the athletic director's gone. Like, well, what's going on at Fordham?
Yeah, it's all a mess right now. Athletic director's gone, looking for a new head coach, just got rid of Keith Ergo, old head coach.
Right, right. Man, this is musical chairs, man. What is this? Hickey, this stuff sucks, man. Like, this is I had this conversation earlier on in the show with Matt Muehlbach. Like, this sucks. Like, who's keeping up with this crap?
I think the head coaching carousel is interesting because at least a lot of the names we are at least familiar with, the portal.
Right. Bro, when you mix it together with the players, when you have the coaches and the players who are all leaving, what am I looking at? Like, what is this? Why do I want to be invested? Come on.
It is tough because every year it feels like you're watching a brand new team from last. I think it's also part of it, right? Like, used to have like why people hated Duke because those guys were there for 3 or 4 years. So you built a rivalry and a hatred because you watched them every year. I mean, that obviously went away with the one and done rule, and a lot of the best college basketball players left after 1 year anyway. But now at the portal, like when your team turns over every year, feel like sure you still have like historical rivalries of schools. But almost gets taken down a notch because these guys are there for 1 year and gone. So you can't even like build any sort of storyline because it's just 1 year here, one year there, and you're gone.
That sucks. I mean, even if you just think about where you guys are, right? I feel like over the past 3 years, The coaches have just, they've played a game of musical chairs between, I don't know, Iona out to New Jersey, New Jersey to the Bronx to Philadelphia, the Philadelphia to Long Island to New York. It's just, it's crazy. Like, how do you keep up if just, what, who coaches anything for this amount of time and just leaves and just follows the next, hey, that guy was better, so we're going to pay him more money because we have more of a budget. Like, that sucks. That sucks. I mean, as much as everybody likes to say right now, hey, college athletics, it's mirroring the pros. And from the player's perspective, we hear this a lot. Oh, it's free agency. Well, the players can now move. It's free agency. Now they can sign and do this. And there's no contracts, though. And then you got the coaches moving around. Like, this is just, Hickey, I got to put a board in front of me just to kind of keep up the measurements of where coaches are going and where they left and what's next. It's just sad, man. I don't want to say I don't expect every coach to be with his team for, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But 2 years and gone is just do something better than this. Please. I can't keep up. Anyway. Oh, this is pretty cool. Oh, this is the women's basketball side. So it's still pretty cool, by the way. LSU, North Carolina. They're all tied up at, not North Carolina. North Carolina. Hickey, what's the other? The Wolfpack.
NC State.
Yeah, NC State. Up in Raleigh.
Right, where now Mr. R is going to be.
What is he going to do? Get a red and black boombox with a wolf on it?
You just answered your own question.
They're going to make him dress as a wolf? I don't know.
Nah, now we're talking. That'd be badass.
They're going to make him be the wolf. Like, how much train? Do the mascots get training in college?
Oh, yeah. You see some of the acrobatic flips and moves they do? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a full contact sport.
Penn State don't got no mascot, right?
What? I mean, it's ugly and ragged. You got the Nittany Lion. JR, you never seen the Nittany Lion on the sideline? He's athletic as hell.
No, bro. Uh-uh.
Where's the little scarf? I mean, again, the uniform is, or the costume is not great.
They send all the money to the students.
That's it. Costume budget's low.
Yeah, costume budget. Them costumes cost a lot of money. Hickey.
He's iconic.
Oh, this is why I don't know who the hell is. I didn't know he was official.
Oh, as official could be. There's two.
Oh my.
Three
God.
Lions that rotate around campus.
This is the worst mascot in America. It's like they got the outfit from the dollar store.
I was gonna say a secondhand store. At least the dollar store is new.
Oh, they got this. This is why I didn't know they had a mascot. What is this?
It's the Nittany Lion.
Have you ever, this looks like crack, you know how you got crackhead Mickey Mouse in Times Square?
Well,
hustling people for photos. Like, you walk by him, you go, that's not Mickey Mouse. Like, that's like low budget, low rent Mickey. Like, this is low budget, man.
You take the Detroit Lions mascot, and they have a pretty good, like, lion mascot, and Penn State's mascot. I could see where you're coming from.
Yeah, let me, Lions, man. I don't know what their mascot looks like. What does he look? Oh, yeah, him? He needs a haircut.
Well, fair.
The Detroit Lions mascot has the same haircut as Mark Davis. They got the same.
Go to the same barber?
They got the same haircut.
Yeah, give him the mark.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah, y'all mascot is terrible, bro. And it's intentional, right? How cheesy and terrible it is.
I don't know about intentional or just nostalgia, where they made it and they said, this is just, we're just going to keep it like this.
Yeah, it's nostalgic. It's low budget and nostalgic, so we're just going to keep it.
Sorry, we got no roided out Georgia Bulldog that, you know, should be tested.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got a dog collar. Of course he's going to be roided out. Come on.
Michigan State Spartan, same thing. I mean, we're okay with juicing our mascots here. We're just going to juice up the dogs.
Well,
I
can tell you one mascot who ain't going to be knocking no kids over. That's the Nittany Lion, okay?
You're saying in that, like, Pee-wee scrimmage game with the mascots that the little kids are going to get their revenge on the Penn State Nittany Lion?
Them kids will be wearing him out, bro. Them kids will be wearing this Nittany Lion.
He's a cat, though. He's quick.
I'm embarrassed for you, okay?
He does push-ups for every point they score. He's pretty jacked.
Bro, no. This mascot is embarrassing. There's a reason. You go, JR, you don't know the mascot? I'm like, no. Oh, him? I thought if you told me, hey, I'd be like, that's not a fan just in the stands? Like, I don't know.
That is official, as official could be.
That's sad. That's sad. That's very sad. Anyway, there's more basketball going on. Hey, more angry head coaches. And Tennessee is leading Kentucky 29-17. There's about 7 minutes to go here in the first half of this game. I'm going to talk about coaches moving around. You know, Mark Pope, I'm still used to him not being at BYU. Here he is at Kentucky where he used to play. You got Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes of Tennessee. He's been here since forever. This is a good one that we got going on right now. Hey, let's listen to Mark Pope because he says, you know what? Yeah, I'm here. I'm back at Kentucky. I'm not at BYU, but here I tell my guys it's all about having fun.
I think joy in the gym is a principle that's really, really important to us. I think we play better when we work hard to find joy in the process, because this can be a grind also. Like, it can be mentally and emotionally taxing and exhausting.
Oh, Hickey, he's a young guy. He's happy, right? Mark Pope, happy.
Talking about bringing joy to the game. There we go.
Yeah, he's happy. Rick Barnes is old. He's not happy. He's 70 years old yelling at teenagers. Or maybe some of these guys are old enough to buy a drink. Been at Tennessee for the past decade, give or take. Kind of angry, I guess, huh? You know, in Tennessee, by the way, they lost to this Kentucky team earlier this year. And so Tennessee looking for a little bit of a get back. Their head coach, Rick Barnes, he says, yeah, they're not easy, but they're winning right now.
Obviously, we've played Kentucky twice, and they've played great against us. I think both games made 12 threes in each game, and Mark has done a great job.
Yeah, okay. He is. I just can't keep up where everybody goes. What a world. Hickey, the football coaches don't move around like this, man.
No, at least they, for the most part, are institutions, for the most part.
I'm going to be a college basketball coach, okay.
And do what? Bounce around?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm going to bounce into a place. And hey, listen, what's that guy who did a job? He's on the radio and he's coaching. His team sucks.
Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah. If Doug Gottlieb can coach a basketball team, I could coach one too. Okay.
That's true. Would you do the show still?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Successfully.
During the game. Because we're on right during the game. That'd be great. Yeah.
Look, Georgia State is right down the road here. Okay.
That's true.
Georgia State is literally right here. I can drive to Georgia State in 5 minutes. I will coach remotely. This, you get a good assistant, Hickey. That's it.
Coach, and then you'll be set, ready to go.
Yeah, coach in the daytime. Let somebody else do the job, okay? The actual work. We'll show up as needed and keep it moving.
You just show up and yell at the kids. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. What was his record anyway? Let's see. What school did he coach? It had a funny name, didn't it?
Green Bay. I think it was Green Bay something.
Let's see.
UW Green Bay, maybe?
Yeah, here we go. Doug Gottlieb coaching record. Okay. Ouch. Oh. Year one, 4-28.
Oh. Woof.
Wow. That's a winning percentage of 12.
12? Oh, my.
Yeah, 12%. Yeah. Yeah. 4 wins, 28 losses.
I think you could do that.
I think I can, too. I think I can win 5 games by accident here in the Sun Belt. Oh, my God. Hey, you could do anything if you put your mind to it, folks. Just keep that in mind. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Tennessee got a hold on Kentucky 33-20. They lead here 5 minutes to go in the first half. We are going to take a break. Speaking of moving around and just so much moving around, the Browns. We don't know who the hell they're moving into that number two spot. They're going to draft Shador. Is it Abdul Carter? Are they going to trade somebody, trade for somebody? And then What the hell is going on with Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins, he's posting photos and responding to photos of him hanging out in Cleveland. Kirk Cousins trying to send a message that I don't want nothing to do with Atlanta. I didn't know Kirk Cousins could be so petty. We'll get into him on the other side of the break. We'll talk about the Cleveland Browns. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Ole Miss and Michigan State just came out of halftime. Ole Miss leads 37-35. Michigan State went on quite a bit of a run, knocking down 4 out of 5 field goals in the first half to kind of catch up, and now we're in for a tight one. Also, meanwhile, this is taking place in here in Atlanta, Georgia. In Indianapolis, Indiana, this minute, this second, Tennessee leads Kentucky. They've beaten them up 39-20. A little less than 3 minutes to go in the first half. We'll keep you all up to date as these two games continue on. It'll be about an hour, a little more than an hour, before we get Auburn in Michigan. Shout outs to Matt Muehlbach. He joined us earlier on in the show. He said that this game and this matchup right now between Ole Miss and Michigan State, this would be the game of the night. And so far it looks like it, as the Spartans have tied things up at 37-all. We'll keep you up to date. If you want to follow me online, you can do so at JR Sport Brief. There's so much going on in college basketball, on the basketball side, and Taylor Jenkins and football. And there's so much talk. Even when we had our chat last hour with Brian Howell, who covers the Colorado Buffaloes, there's so much talk about what happens with Shador and Cam Ward and Travis Hunter. There's not a lot of talk about somebody else who went to Penn State, Abdul Carter. And I don't know, maybe it's the shoulder issue, you know, that he had from the bowl games, or even the bowl game, the playoffs, and maybe it's not working out. Allegedly, he's going to work out for individual teams next month. He still can't work out. Hickey, what can this guy do besides, all he can do is run right now? He can't do nothing?
He can't do nothing? And why do something?
No, you don't want to pull nothing, right?
Exactly right. I mean, at this point, he's going to be at what? Worse, a top 4 pick? Top 5 pick? Why run and risk injury?
Somebody's going to select the pass rusher just because he's the safest pick, I guess, right?
I mean, impacts the game. It's one of the premier positions. If you can't have a quarterback, you got to get after the quarterback.
Yeah, let's just draft the guy and hope that at minimum he can get 8 sacks a year and then nobody will question you. I think that's how that goes.
That's fair.
Right? Okay. We'll see. The Cleveland Browns select the number 2 overall. We know the Cleveland Browns need a QB. The Tennessee Titans need a QB. So what happens at spot number 2? Do the Browns just take the quarterback who's not selected number 1, probably Shador Sanders, or do they do something else? Jake Trotter, he was on ESPN Cleveland, and he says the Browns are just going to, they're going to go the safe route. Listen to this.
I'm hearing Abdul Carter's the pick. Because guess what, Chris? I don't care if you have a quarterback or not. You ain't going anywhere next year anyway.
It's because they don't have a quarterback.
No, they have massive holes everywhere else.
Oh, man. Yeah, so might as well get a defender. And you see, this is so tough in the NFL. Like, the Tennessee Titans ended up with Will Levis, and we know this guy had to sit around for a while. If you don't select a QB and he has success elsewhere, it could be a ticket out of town. But then if you do select the QB and he doesn't work, then in a lot of cases, depending on what number QB you're on, you might get another chance. You might get another opportunity. If I'm the Cleveland Browns, you got to take a QB. Even if it's a quarterback that you want to develop, you have to take a quarterback. Is it Shador? Is that who's left? Then take Shador Sanders. Or maybe Shador doesn't want to be on the team. I don't know. Like, Hickey, if Shador Sanders goes to the Browns, Shador and the Browns are going to suck for a long time.
So then why take him?
I don't think they will. I don't think they want to be in a business of Deion Sanders. As bad as that sounds, I don't think they want to be in that business. They might take Abdul Carter, as he just said. And the Browns are going to suck for a long time. But there does come a point in time where you have to get a quarterback. No? Am I bugging? Like, they need one.
No, you're right. But, like, don't you have to take the right one that you think? Like, you can't just take a quarterback. You can't sit there for the Browns at 2 and say, we got to take Shador. We don't love him, but, hell, we need a quarterback. It's going to get some, you know, heat off our seat here. We got to draft him because we need one. No.
Yeah.
If you don't think he's good enough, if you don't think he can be your franchise guy, then take Abdul Carter. Maybe trade for Kirk Cousins, find a Band-Aid for a year, and then reassess where you are this time next year, and who knows where you are.
Yeah.
You know, the Commanders just showed you can go from the number 2 overall pick to the NFC title game in the same season if you get it right. If the Browns build up the rest of the roster this draft, get Abdul Carter, fill a few other holes, even if they still stink because they don't have a quarterback, maybe you're sitting there 2 or 3 next year. A better option.
How long do you want to be bad before you keep ignoring quarterbacks and then one passes you by?
I don't know if I would use the word, I wouldn't say you ignore, but I think you just don't take a guy that you don't believe in.
Okay.
And so, you're not just going to, they're not lottery tickets in the sense of, I hope we scratch off and hope we win. Like, you can't base your thing on hope.
But then you get fired if he has success somewhere else.
Well, you got to be right. You got to be right. And that's obviously half the battle. That's tough. If you truly think, if you look at this quarterback draft class this year and you say, outside of, maybe even say Cam Ward included, none of these guys are sticking out to me. I don't think anyone's going to be a franchise guy. We're not going to take anyone. And you better be right on that. But if you are right on that, you at least are going to prolong your job security versus let's just take Shador because, hell, we got to take one. And that'll, try to save us, and all of a sudden you're sitting there at a 2-15 season. Shador stinks, and all of a sudden they're like, bring Deion in, and now you're out.
Everybody gets fired. Yeah,
right.
It's a tough job. Those guys get fired. They get moved around a lot, but they get fired. And you're speaking of Shador. Deion, he spoke this week. I want you to listen to this. Deion was on the Skip Bayless show. I've never heard his show in my life. That's another conversation. Hickey, he is trying so hard to still be relevant. It's not like he's going to get a new show somewhere, right? Like, what is he doing?
I would agree. I was shocked that Deion said yes to this. That's for sure. I saw Deion spoke, and I said, wait, I'm sorry, he spoke where?
Skip Bayless.
Okay. Yeah, that's the first time I heard that podcast.
It's I saw Skip Bayless saying something about LeBron, and I'm like, did you see the jokes about it? People are like, Skip Bayless has been trashing this guy for 20 years, and he never got a response on LeBron.
He must be so mad.
Yeah, he's got to be mad. And you know he is, too, because he's putting out these videos, and I see his face pop up. I keep on scrolling. I'm like, no thanks. Like, this guy's trying so hard. It's like, your time is up, bro. Just go count the stars or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Deion spoke with him, and talking about Shador and where he'll go and not go, I wouldn't want to play for Cleveland, but Deion said Shador will go any place that wants him.
Shador has told me, he's talked to me intently about all the visits he's had with all the teams, so I know where his heart is. I know where he wants to go. If it's New York, it's New York. If it's Tennessee, if it's Cleveland, if it's still the Raiders, if it's New Orleans, if it's any of those teams that are seeking a quarterback, I'm happy with it, man, because I know what he's going to do to the organization. I know what he's going to do.
New Orleans, New Orleans. I thought they were so happy with Carr. New Orleans, that's a new one, okay. He ain't going to New Orleans, I'd be surprised. That'd be a nice match. Get to play inside on that turf, throw it around. But I think New Orleans is just buying time. I think they're ready to tank for Arch Manning. That'll be fun. They don't need Shador. Wait until they get their hands on Arch. That'll be a fun one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you about someone who wants to be in Cleveland. He is an Atlanta Falcon. He plays for the Falcons, but he wants out, and he's being petty about making his intentions known. I'm going to tell you what fun-loving, Kohl's-shopping quarterback is being a petty jerk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hanging out on a Friday. Anyway, it's halftime. Tennessee is beating up on Kentucky 43-28. Meanwhile, Michigan, they went on that run to get back into the game, ultimately tied things up at 37. But right now, Ole Miss hitting back strong in the second half. Ole Miss leading Michigan 48-41. Still plenty of time here, about 10 minutes to go, 11 minutes to go here in the second half. We'll keep you up to date as both games continue on. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Cleveland Browns and what they do at the quarterback position, what they do with the number two overall pick. Do they go safe and grab a pass rusher like Abdul Carter out of Penn State? Do they bring in Shador, Deion Sanders, said Shador be happy to play with whatever team wants him out there? And then meanwhile, yesterday, Kirk Cousins basically went on a little bit of an internet tour. Let me not even say internet tour. He went on a restaurant tour. He got people posting photos of him. He's stopping by restaurants and taking photos with fans. He's responding to photos that he's not even tagged in. He went to a barbecue restaurant at one point in the day and then went to another restaurant late in the day. And they were all in Cleveland. He's an Atlanta Falcon. I understand. I didn't know Kirk Cousins could be a jerk. Well, I guess he could. He lied about his injury. He lied about being hurt. He then tried to throw the Falcons under the bus. He tried to politely force a trade out of Atlanta. Atlanta said, we don't care. We're going to still pay you your bonus. We'll trade you when we feel like it. And now, Hickey, this is the most polite way to force a trade that I've ever witnessed in my life.
We've seen players post pictures of other teams, like Brandon Ayuk trying to get traded, you know, posting, you know, pictures or making demands in the media. Is this not the most Kirk Cousins way ever? Most passive aggressive, here I am in Northern Ohio at a Chipotle. Oh, man, I just got caught here in Northern Ohio. What a coincidence.
Right. It's two restaurants.
Two, yeah, you're right.
Chipotle and a barbecue place.
He's getting a taste of the town.
He did everything except for Stadium First Energy. Is that what that thing is called? I think.
I have no idea. Yeah, switched around ever since it left. What was the old one? I forget.
That's in Cincinnati. First
Huntington Energy. Bank. Huntington Bank. It may be.
Let's see. Oh, I'm gonna pat myself on the back.
You got
look
it.
At me. Yeah. Now it's Huntington Bank. Yes. Yeah, stupid name. What is that, a bank? Of course it's a bank.
Huntington Bank, what do they do?
Yeah, they sell concrete, right? I don't know. Oh, my God. What was the original name? First Energy. Oh, until 2 years ago. Yeah, you're right, Hickey. Look at you. You need
so
to paddle.
Both right.
Nah.
You got
no.
The old sponsor? I mean, it's like it changed 20 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean,
Huntington Bank. Man, some of these arena names and stadiums, I feel like they change their name every year. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, Kirk Cousins, the last thing for him to do is just to take a photo in front of the stadium, just randomly. Just randomly take a photo and post it online. No caption or nothing, just in Cleveland. I don't know. Next thing you know, he's going to sit first row at a Cavs game. Mr. Nice Guy, I guess if you call him that. It's crazy how the quarterbacks in the NFL, little goody-two-shoe-ass quarterbacks, they're all passive-aggressive. Russell Wilson's agent put out a list of teams that he would be traded to if he wanted to be traded, but then ultimately he didn't want to be traded. Kirk Cousins is taking photos at Chipotle and barbecue restaurants in a city that he wants to go to. And let's be real, where the hell else is Kirk Cousins going? Minnesota doesn't want this guy back. What is Pittsburgh going to take on? I guess Pittsburgh will have to take on Kirk Cousins if Aaron Rodgers decides to stay in the mountains or go up, to Minnesota. This is sad for Kirk Cousins. And this is what he deserves. Good for him. Anyway, is somebody who thinks that he might go to Cleveland? is Jeremy Fowler. Because last week, here on the Infinity Sports Network on the Rich Eisen Show, Jeremy Fowler said the Browns, they like Kirk Cousins.
Now, I do. Cleveland, to me, still looms large here because I do believe, based on what I've gathered, that when he got benched, that Cousins was firmly on their radar. They were going to look at all the quarterbacks with starting potential, but that Cousins makes sense for Kevin Stefanski. Like, they looked at that as a realistic option for them potentially. But right now, he's just simply not available until Atlanta changes their mind or becomes a little more flexible or aggressive here. But they haven't yet. So until then, Cousins is sort of locked into Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, he's here. They don't want him here. We don't want him here. He doesn't want to be here. Hickey, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he sold his house already.
Remember when Tom Brady was rumored to be leaving the Patriots before this is even a thought? And the first thing people pointed to is, oh, look at his house, up for sale.
All right.
That's what he should do. Take a picture outside of his house with a realtor. Great working with so-and-so. Our house is on the market. If you're interested, please hook us up.
Yeah. Well, Kirk Cousins, I'm sure he rented a house down here. The guy didn't even live here a year. You think even, I think his family's been around. I don't know.
But they also, I mean, right, his wife's family, right, is from the area, which is part of
that's
his why
right.
he went.
That's right.
And but he's from a 4-year deal.
But he's from the Midwest. Where does he live? What is he living? I don't know. Does he live in Michigan, Chicago? Would he want to live there in the offseason? I guess it's warm, so I don't know.
He was in Minnesota for a decent amount. I think he bought a house. I mean, right. But he also signed a bunch of 1-year contracts. Do you think, think he bought a house?
I don't know. This guy's also made more money than God.
Right. And all in guarantees, baby.
Oh, my. How much? Let's see. 300 higher or lower?
Oh, I would say higher.
330.
A little bit higher. I would say like 345.
Okay. You're saying that Kirk Cousins has made $345 million in career earnings. Okay. All right. Well, damn. A little lower. Okay. Okay. As of September, Kirk Cousins' career earnings, he's made $294.
Only $294.
Yeah, only $300. Yeah.
Well, what was that bonus? He's got a $10 million bonus, right? For being on the roster.
Oh, damn. Let's
put it up.
I mean, we need to add another 50 to that, 40 or something like that.
I think it's like only $10 million. I think it was a small one. I think we can at least say he comfortably has passed a $300 million career earning threshold.
Yeah, he's over 300. I think it's about 330. So he's made more than Tom Brady did in his entire career.
A-plus agent.
And Kirk Cousins has won, what do you got, a playoff record of 2-4. His stats in the playoffs are honestly not that bad. It's just that, like a lot of QBs, I think they get to the postseason and they become less aggressive. And so they're not necessarily going out there trying to air the ball out. They're trying to not turn it over and be the reason that they lose. I think Aaron Rodgers is pretty much in the same space. As great of a quarterback as Aaron Rodgers is and has been in regular seasons, it's just, yeah, you're playing against top-notch defenses. And then you're also trying not to be the reason your team loses. So, Kirk Cousins, what a deal. What a deal. Hickey, I'm going to try to be his friend. I'm going to stop talking crap about him, okay? Try to be his friend.
He may be your neighbor, so you might as well.
No, he's not. He don't live in my neighborhood, okay?
No?
No, he doesn't. We have I got a bunch of young people who live in my area. It's city dwellers. He's not one of us.
You think he's a country guy?
Yeah, he lives in the burbs. I kind of know what area he lives in. He's like 30 minutes, 40 minutes away from me in the burbs. Come on.
All right. So maybe just drive around his neighborhood once in a while. See if you see him on the street. Be like, hey, nah. Kirk, you're getting screwed. I love you.
No, thanks.
See what happens.
No. Yeah, I'd be arrested, Hickey.
For what? For being one of his few supporters? I mean, who else in Atlanta is giving him positive reinforcement?
Nobody.
Exactly. He's not going to have you arrested.
He ain't here either.
Well,
he wouldn't have to have me arrested. Hey, who's the guy running around the neighborhood saying, I love you, Kirk? They're going to arrest me.
You put it that way.
Like, do you live here? No. Leave. What are you doing? Man, what a world. And what's going on with your, speaking of the Midwest, what's going on with your quarterback situation?
Ugh, dumb and dumber. Worse and worst.
Daniel Jones, did he move in yet?
He probably, hopefully, he should rent.
You get an apartment?
No, don't buy.
He don't have a family, does he? Just him?
I think it's just him.
Just him. Yeah, he seems like a guy that would be just him.
He's just fine by himself.
Yeah, just him watching football. I don't know. He showed no. He's the one athlete in New York City that you never saw a personality out of the guy. Nothing.
And that's saying something with Eli. I mean, with Derek Jeter, I should say, in New York.
Well, we know Eli. Well, not Eli. Derek Jeter was hanging out with Tyra Banks, Mariah Carey. He was having fun. He was going out to those
quietly.
He was going out to them Puff Daddy parties, too.
Yeah. Oh, you got to ask Derek some questions?
Yeah, he wasn't going out after the party. He was at the party.
Oh, so the party was fine. You're saying the after parties were a lot of the interesting.
Yeah, the how much baby oil did Puff Daddy? He went to Costco for baby oil, right?
And I think they ran out when he went there.
So here comes Diddy.
Oh, boy. Call the backups right now.
Yeah, we out of stock, Diddy. Sorry about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to give you an update on March Madness on the other side. Talk about a few things that happened this day in sports history. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.